The following podcast is for people who grew up in the 90s. Wherever you are right now, you're about to be transported back in time. And get ready for a nostalgia-filled trip down memory lane with the 90s Today podcast, where we talk about the 90s today. And by the way, do you love orange sodas? Because we do.
And here it goes.
With your hosts, Brandon and James.
Hey, you wild and crazy 90s kids, it's your host, Brandon, and we're coming to you from the nostalgia mothership known as the 90s today. I also got my co-host,
James,
and we have a special guest today, Steven.
Hey.
And today, today we're going to be talking about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, but before we get into that, we're going to talk about it.
It came from the 90s.
I guess we could probably talk about how KB Toys is getting closer and closer to becoming a brand again.
They are, yes, definitely. And the other account that you were following did get taken off Twitter.
I'm happy
Real
about
KB
that.
KB Toys, yeah.
I was pretty much sending my resume in to the wrong people.
Okay, I got to interrupt. So KB Toys is legit, but that account was phony.
Right.
Ooh, okay. I was following that account as well.
Yeah, I think
it was disappointing.
At KB Toy Store, not without the S, I believe is what it is. Yeah. So, yeah, KB Toys is apparently working with possibly doing some pop-up shops in malls with another company. I'm not sure what company it is, but the toy industry is very excited, though, because Toys R Us is apparently going to be gone by June, is what I've heard. Some stores are closing early. I guess it just depends on inventory. But, yeah. KB Toys is coming back. What you thought? You're a former KB Toys employee, so what do you think about that?
I think it's great. I really enjoyed my time at KB Toys. Lots of really fun memories that I should probably have ended in my termination, but it did not. But there's nothing better than going into a brick and mortar store. I'm not a big fan of online purchases. I've made zero purchases online this year. I just don't do it. I'd rather go inside, look at the product. And to be honest with you, I would love to see items marked down 3 for $10 red slashed. I would love to walk into a store and see that again. So,
dude, it's April. Have you not bought anything online? That's crazy.
My mom's
bought something online. It was a Burt Reynolds movie.
Imagine that. I just live in the Stone Age, man. I just don't.
One advantage you have of getting collector's items other than getting it like online, you know, scalpers. They get it quickly. They have bots to grab those links, you know, for like the new Funko Pops, the new toys, things like that. And with retail stores, you have a better chance at getting it. You can go on BrickSeek, type in the DCPI or the UPC, and it'll tell you what stores around you have the item, and you can show up either before they open or maybe you get lucky and can go during the middle of the day. So you can get away from scalpers with brick and mortar. That's a positive.
And pick your paint job, like the Star Wars figures where they sometimes the eyes miss the eye socket.
Right.
And you've got like Luke with an eye on his cheek. Yep. You don't have to get that one.
Yeah, your Finn action figure ends up looking like a Tracy Morgan, so you don't want a Tracy Morgan
That's
Finn.
That's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Or if you get a box and it's damaged, you know, through the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, especially if you're a minimum card collector.
God, I used to be horrible at that with Star Wars figures. I'd spend forever looking for the perfect backer card. Now I just don't care. I'm like, yay, it's demolished. I'll take it.
Yeah, on the Funko Pops, minor crease, take $20 off. Kind of like that. Have to be mint. But yeah, so anything else to add about the KB Toys coming back to life this Christmas season?
Nope, other than I'm looking forward to it. But other than that, I'm good.
Will you work for them again?
Doubtful. I already have two jobs, so I'm right now.
All right, so guys, we're going to be moving on to the main event of this podcast. It is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Now, I'm with Steven, who knows a whole lot about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So that will be very good. So, all right. So, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. James, you're making me laugh.
I'm just sitting here. You're talking about America.
Yeah, I read it's an American live action superhero children's television series. But yeah, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers premiered on August the 28th, 1993 on Fox Kids as part of a weekday afternoon block. Later, it was a weekend morning block. Now, James and Steven.
Yes.
It started in 1993-94 with season one. Now it was in Angel Grove. Was it in California? Or is it is? Okay. See, James is in California.
Well,
And how it starts is two astronauts discover a extraterrestrial container referred to as a dumpster, and inadvertently released Rita Repulsa from 10,000 years of confinement. What's your thoughts of that?
Should have left that woman in there. This whole mess never would have happened.
If only they weren't so nosy. Just leave the trash alone.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, James.
Well, see you guys later.
So, right. Sorry. Oh. Yeah, so what were some of your memorable moments from season one?
First of all, I had never seen anything like that ever. Like, when it came to live-action superhero stuff, we were very limited back then. You know, we had Superman the movie, we had Batman, we had Batman Returns, and all those other Superman movies that were kind of garbage, but there was never anything quite like having a weekly superhero show, not just with one superhero, but five, and their gigantic Megazord.
Yeah.
See every single week. You got to see a new villain every week. You had a very diverse crew of the Power Rangers, and I would say almost any kid identify with at least one of those Rangers. So it had something for every kid in there. And but really, when it all comes down to it, like I was saying, that I had never seen anything like that before, ever. So being an American kid, we really didn't see anything like that before.
Yeah, you had bits of, like, you had the team aspect of like Ninja Turtles, which was, you know, just hot off of its death. And then you had the whole, like, robots from Transformers. I mean, and then it was all live action. So it really did, like, it was super cool. And unless you were a hipster child like me, you were probably totally all for it.
Yeah, I had no idea that some of the footage was used from, there's a Japanese series.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah, Super Sentai.
And was it the footage when they were fighting, showing the Megazord? Was that what it was in Japanese?
Yeah, so here's where I can get all super nerdy on you. You can tell.
That's why you are here. That's why you are here.
You can tell with the older show, the older footage, they did shoot some stuff where they were in costume or in the Megazord costumes, but that almost all was Japanese footage. So initially in Japan, Super Sentai is once a week, and with us, it was, you know, every day. So we're airing five episodes a week. So they ran through I don't remember how many episodes G-Ranger was. It's like 50. It's always around 50. We ran through that, and we still had more season left. So we actually sent back a request for more footage. And so even the additional footage that we ordered later that was exclusive to the American audience was Japanese footage. Now, there were some things, and here's the telltale signs, other than their footage kind of, I want to say they always looked shinier. It was just a different, just a different quality of film, I guess, different lighting. But the American costumes, the American actors always had a thicker neck. It looked like they were in a neck brace compared to the Japanese costumes. They had a thin hood under their helmets, and we kind of had like a turtleneck looking thing. So Tommy's shield was different on the Green Ranger costume, if you get right down to that. So it was, of course, anywhere you saw the actors was obviously the American footage, right. But it was a whole lot of Japanese footage, and I forget what their deal was. I remember back when I worked at the insurance company where I didn't do anything but try to stay awake. I read, and this is like 12 years ago, I read up on all this stuff. So their deal was like 10% of the show had to be Japanese footage every week, and it couldn't be the same footage, like the Zord morph or the Zord combination or like something like that wouldn't count, I think is how it went. And again, I may be wrong on the specifics there, but yeah, it was there was not a lot of American footage in there except for the, you know, yelling and screaming, and then the youth center and the command center.
Did we get any promos for this in the United States, like before it happened, or did Power Rangers just show up?
I don't know. I got to be honest. I came into it late. I was Brandon. You knew me. I was such a jerk in like fourth, fifth grade. So like this, I actually didn't watch the show, and I told everybody how stupid I thought it was. The first episode I saw was the one where the White Ranger showed up, and I watched that first episode, and I was like, well, I don't know what's going on, so I guess I'll keep watching it, you know, until I figure out what's going on. And then, of course, when I watched some of the, at that point, reruns, I was like, oh my God, Green Ranger. But, you know, so I came into it a full season late, and I watched all those when I was supposed to be in college. I like to call it college strike one. So I watched all those in like, at like 19, 18, 19, again. And then I actually went through and watched them all like 2-3 years ago on Netflix. And this is what I wanted to ask you guys. Have you tried to revisit Power Rangers?
I have tried to watch it. I can't get myself to keep watching it. I thought, oh yeah, boy, it's on Netflix, I'm gonna watch this every day, and then it's just like, I don't know.
It doesn't hold up.
No.
I tried watching it with my brother Nash, and I'm with you, Steven, I'm with you, Brandon. It did not age well. It's like you had a dumber version of the cast of Saved by the Bell who just so happened to be superheroes also. But going back and watching it now, but watching it as the Super Sentai version of the show, Viewranger, I'm loving that. And I don't know if it's because I'm watching something with the nostalgia value, but also with the element of it being new and shiny, that I'm really enjoying it. Or just the fact that it's a, when it comes to story, it's much deeper than the American version could have ever had hoped to have been. I really enjoy that aspect of it. Despite having to read through subtitles and miss a lot of the action because you're having to do that. But watching the Japanese version of the show is a real treat.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say it's kind of like Power Rangers in that it's still the same formulaic episodes, and season after season, they still do the same thing. Right now I started watching, the 2006 Sentai, which is, it doesn't matter what it is. They've not adapted it yet. And it looks like they may not, but, it's, Zuoger. It's the one with the cube, cube looking Zords and everything. And the Ed Hardy looking t-shirt costumes. But, even though they have the same thing, like they always have right at the end of the series when everything's getting serious, they have a Christmas episode. You know what I mean? Like they always have the same things. But the show itself doesn't treat you like you're stupid. You know what I mean? Like it's a little more, the gloves are kind of off. Like with us, like if you've ever noticed on the newer Power Rangers, they won't say kill or anything like that. It's, I'll destroy you, defeat you, you know, but in the Super Sentai, of course, they're like, they might die, you know, and they haven't done that in a long time, but
so it's the chance so it's of the like hero watching,
actually dying.
So it's kind of like watching the first Ninja Turtles movies where they use swords and scythes and stuff, and then it goes straight into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze, where they're got cut combos.
And then on the worst seasons, it's like you go from Ninja Turtles to Turtles 3, where they all look like they have acne. Or whatever was going on with those costumes.
But at least Corey Feldman was back.
Hey. Yep. And Casey Jones.
That's right.
But I don't know. I personally still watch Power Rangers. Although usually it's while I'm doing something else like sleeping. Because sometimes it's just hard to watch. I mean, if I had a kid or, you know, like you said, you watched it with Nash, it might be different because they would appreciate it on a different level. But by the time I watch Power Rangers, I've already seen the Sentai. So I'm thinking like, well, I know how this went. But, hey, a detour and a recommendation that you guys have already mentioned. If you get into Power Rangers and you go to Sentai and you're like, wow, this is better, you need to check out Kamen Rider. It's Masked Rider, but the source material, there's no Furby played by Vern Troyer. Well, yeah, there's never been a Furby played by Vern Troyer on Kamen Rider. And it's aimed at an older demographic. So you're aimed at 8-year-old Japanese boys instead of 6-year-olds. So the show is far more mature.
Yeah. You've been trying to get me to watch that for over 10 years. And I'm a horrible friend who appreciates your recommendation. Just never got around to doing it.
You're just cheating yourself. Kamen Rider Drive, Kamen Rider Fours, or Fours A. If you're one of those people who tries to, you know, order churros when you go out to eat. Those are both awesome series. My favorites, Kamen Rider Double, Kamen Rider Deno is what got me hooked. Those are all great shows, and they're all about 50 episodes a piece too. Yeah. But
you mentioned real quick about how you weren't too certain if what you said 2006 or 2016, you weren't too sure if it was going to be adapted for the American audience. Now, I know that when it came to adapting the Sentai shows to the American version of the shows, there was always a year gap between adapting. Of course, that makes sense because, you know, you have to film the American actors and make it go along with whatever what has already been filmed. How far behind is the American production of the show versus the Japanese?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so here goes with a long-winded answer again. But okay, it used to be a year, and then if you remember back, Disney bought Power Rangers, and we had RPM, and then they did that re-edit of Mighty Morphin. When that re-edit happened, the show that we turned into Samurai aired. So then there was Samurai. And then there was, Shinkanger. Then there was, I'm blanking out, Gozager. And then, Gokaiger was the Pirates, the anniversary. So they ended up they wasted a year, and then they spent 2 years on Samurai. So it was like, wow, Gokaiger just finished, and Go Busters was on. And so it was like, wow, Gokaiger is our 20th anniversary. This is going to be perfect. But it's still, they went with Gozager for the first season of Megaforce. Mm-hmm. And then Super Megaforce, they picked up the other costumes. And then, of course, they skipped Go Busters and went with Dino Charge, which was the next year. So at that point, they were like a few years behind. But right now they're on Ninja Steel, which was Ninja. And that was that one started in 2015. I believe it was, but they're not going with the one that I'm watching right now, the Duoger. It started in 2016. And of course they start in February and they end in January or February. And the next one starts the next week. Usually sometimes there's a week between them, but, you would think that they were going, there's no season. You might miss an episode for golf. Every now and then they preempt them with golf. But okay, so to answer your question, the reason I went through all that, in 2012, I believe it was, Go Busters aired. That was the one where they were spy based and all that stuff. And it looked like they were totally skipping that because they've done, the series after it. And so what it would seem that they were going to do is do the, Zoologer, which was 2016. But this next one, the next Power Rangers coming up is Beast Morphers. And apparently what they're doing is going back and getting Go Busters, from 2012 and subbing it. So I really are adapting it. I don't know what they're doing, but here's why Go Busters matters. Go Busters was kind of like a love letter to, Power Rangers, the bad guys. So the guys, they said it's morphin' time. Actually, and then they said, let's morphin'. That was the hero's transformation call. And, then, the villains, they always, like, instead of the monster getting big, they actually sent a robot. And so they sent a big robot from, like, this other dimension kind of thing. And so their big robots were called Megazords. So they're enemies. of the Mecha were Megazords, which for us dweebs, we were like, we get it, you know, like the people who say too sweet after every two count. They think they're clever.
How far back did the Japanese have the show before we started in America? Just 1 year?
71. It started in 71.
Wow.
So no, I'm sorry. Kamen Rider started in 71. It started in 76.
Go Ranger.
And then they took a 1 year break where the Spider-Man show came.
Spider-Man,
where he had the giant robot named Leopardon, the lion robot. But that they ignore that one, and they still say it's been 42 years this year.
It's crazy. So
how did we?
Kamen Rider's 5 years older. Oh, still plugging Kamen Rider.
So how did was it Saban Entertainment in 1993? Who decided to make an American version of it? Like, how did that happen?
So there was in the 80s. I think it was maybe the mid 80s. I'm not real sure. On USA Network, they did like a parody version of, I think it was Bioman, which is one of the early 80s Sentais, and it was just really cheesy. And then so Saban got the idea kind of from that. Apparently he tried to bring over I don't remember if he was behind that or not. We listened to a whole interview with him. It was really interesting. It was a podcast from NPR, How I Built This. I'm sure you could find that if you were interested. It's from about a year ago, but because it was before the movie came out. But anyway, he was actually going to do Jetman, which came out the year before Z-Ranger, and it was bird-themed, and apparently it's still one of the most beloved Sentai. But then he saw the dinosaurs and Z-Ranger and was like, oh, Jurassic
Dinosaurs
Park.
Dinosaurs are money. Dinosaurs.
Yeah, that'll fit American audience.
I mean, he hit a win. And then they hung on to the dinosaur costumes for, of course, three seasons, which was three separate Sentai series.
Yeah. I wish they hadn't done that.
Me too.
It would have made sense, because even as a kid, I never understood why they were still dressed up as dinosaurs, but calling down a sphinx and a unicorn and a lion and a phoenix and a dragon. It's just stupid.
So, and I get how a T-Rex could morph into a dragon. Like, I see the connection, and even the pterodactyl to the phoenix. I get that, but the like mastodon to a lion.
No.
It was pretty weird. And then like that whole Battleborgs thing and the Ninja Rangers and the stupid Alien Rangers.
Yeah.
So of course, another nerd trivia. The Alien Ranger costumes were the Cocky Ranger costumes. So that way they used more footage.
You know, like when I was explaining the very first of this podcast about talking about Rita Repulsa and everything, I'm sure people that are listening to this knows how it all began. So on the as far as the actual like coming from a dumpster and all that, so I'm not gonna go into all of that, but
you should.
So I will, James. So Alpha 5 was sent orders to select 5 teenagers with attitude. Am I saying that wrong, James?
No. You're fine.
No, Brandon, I just want to say you're a treasure. You're my favorite thing about this podcast. I don't know how many text messages I've sent to James about something that you've said or done where I'm like just talking about how much it cracked me up, but keep going.
I tell him Steven's like your number one fan, man.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they needed somebody to defend Earth from Rita's attacks.
They certainly did.
So the Power Rangers were born. And the Blue Ranger was Billy. He piloted the Triceratops. You had Kimberly the Pink Ranger, the Pterodactyl, Zach the Black Ranger and the Mastodon, Jason the Red Ranger, T-Rex, and Trini the Yellow Ranger, who piloted the Saber-toothed Tiger. My right on
Fun
that.
Fact, in the Japanese series, not only was she a male, but her character's name was?
Boy.
Her name was Boy.
That was her name, Boy?
Yeah, the Yellow Ranger was a boy named Boy.
Wow.
Oh boy.
So all these Zords that these teenagers of attitude are piloting become Megazords by combining together to fight aliens that are sent from Rita Repulsa. Doesn't she perform some kind of magic that makes the monsters grow really tall, and that's when they know to get into their Zords and become Megazords? Am I right?
Yeah, she throws her magical staff down.
Makes
the monster grow. Yeah, you got it. You got it, man.
Was there ever an episode, I can't really remember, that they actually defeated the Megazord, the monsters?
Yeah, the whole Green Ranger saga, they defeated the Megazord a few times. I think there was one where they did, like, where they did lose. It was like a two-parter. But then, of course, toward the end of the season, they had the Megazord losing. And then on the second season, they had the Zords get straight up destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Is that when the Alien Rangers and all that started?
That was the start of, yeah, between those two seasons. Another time when they totally ignored the hot big budget movie, which I hate.
Love the
first one?
Yeah, I hated that movie.
Oh, I remember going to see that. There was so much hype for that.
Never saw it in theaters.
I did.
You wanted to. I remember you rented miserable. A movie.
That's right. I made my mom rent the Pagemaster on VHS because on the cover art of that, of the videotape box was an advertisement saying, included Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie trailer. I did not give a crap about Macaulay Culkin's latest animated feature. No, I rented that thing just for the Power Rangers trailer. Yeah, I never saw it. Oh well.
Oh, I did see it, and the film stopped halfway through, or not halfway through, it just stopped in the middle, and they just picked back up, and I thought that maybe the movie didn't make sense, because I had missed part of it, plus we came in late, because like I said, I went with my mom, so her schedule, and so after it finally came out on VHS, I watched it again, the entire thing, and I was like, huh, okay, so then the season started, and I was like, well, maybe they'll make this work in season three, and then they totally didn't. They just ignored it it never happened.
Why did
Which,
they?
To be fair, well, I guess because they went through and like, so my hope with, okay, let me say that in Sentai, every year they have a movie, and up until, I think I want to say like 2008, 2009, the movies were unrelated to the series. So it was like in a different universe or whatever, much like they did with the Power Rangers movie. But my hope for it was that they would start out with the command center with, you know, everything the way it was, and then by the end of the movie get upgraded to the movie costumes or whatever. But I guess they just wanted it to be totally separate and have a bigger budget. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, that I know you don't like them just because it doesn't fit with continuity, but those movie costumes are rad.
They were cool.
Those costumes. Except for, I didn't like that each helmet had like its own attribute. I thought that was stupid because they only used it for one scene. I think it was a scene that was in like a parking garage or something, and Aisha uses like the
power beams.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I was like, well, that's really dumb looking.
So do you remember season three? They did the, I think it was season three. Yeah, it was season three. They did the Master Vile in the metallic armor where you met Master Vile, Rita's dad, who I believe was the main villain from Kaku Ranger. If you remember the toys from the movie. So the toys from the movie were basically the same as the regular toys, but they were shiny. You remember that? They were like foil.
They're chrome. Yeah,
the chrome metallic, whatever you want to call it. So I thought when I saw the Master Vile and the metallic armor was coming up, I was like, oh my God, they're probably going to use the movie costumes. And they didn't. They just put glitter on the regular ones.
Yeah. That's lame.
Now, some of the Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers came at the end of this third season. Didn't they change the theme song up and everything?
They did.
Oh, go Alien Rangers.
Yeah.
Those Alien Rangers had like a weird, like an underwatery talk to them too, didn't they? Like an effect. Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
I'm not even sure if anybody can hear me. I don't know how good my audio is.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Been practicing that for like 20 years. I'm like, I can talk like an Aquatar Ranger. I just need a coral reef brain head.
God,
they had the coral reef looking heads.
They looked absolutely ridiculous.
Was this at all any part of the Japanese cult, Japanese show at all, the Alien Rangers?
The Alien Rangers were the main Rangers from Kaku Ranger, which was season 3. So, like, all the Zords and stuff belonged to that team. And I'm pretty sure Rito and Master Vile were from that series, too. But as far as, like, Alien Rangers on that show, I haven't actually watched that one all the way through, but I don't think so. They were just people. They were ninjas, actually.
So where were the actual Power Rangers during this time? I forget.
They were children.
Oh yeah, Master Vile reversed the ages.
That's right.
And then they went, I think they also went back in time. So I may be putting two of those together. But I was thinking that the kids went back in time. Because weren't they looking for the Zeo crystal?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the that's probably one of my most remembered moments from the old Power Rangers is when the command center had the bomb that went off inside and destroyed it.
Yeah, and you know what I thought they were going to do? I thought they were going to use the movie set. And guess what?
Nope.
Nah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I almost thought the Power Rangers might be ending because the command center blew up. And I thought, there goes Zordon and Alpha 5 and everything. I had no idea a new series was coming. It's crazy.
So, Brandon, how long did you watch Power Rangers?
I actually watched it in the beginning, the 1993. I watched all three seasons I remember seeing, and Power Rangers Zeo, and then I stopped.
Okay. So after Turbo, you know, they did In Space, right?
I heard of that.
Space kind of wrapped the whole story of Zordon and all those people, Zordon and Rita and Zed and all that. So they actually ended up having a big old ending to the whole Power Ranger saga. So, even though it didn't involve any of the original Rangers.
Did the original Rangers come back at all after Zeo, say? Or how long did they last, I mean?
Well, let's see. Adam showed up in Space. But other than that, I think once they left in Turbo, they were gone.
I know.
So the new team lasted through about half Turbo and then all of In Space.
I know that the Pink Ranger changed from Kimberly to Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember if the other ones changed off. I remember she came down as a cat, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was a cat. And then she was helping Rita against, I don't remember the whole story there, but I do remember her being a cat.
what were the reasons for Austin St. John and Walter Jones and what was her name? The girl who played Trini. Like, what were the reasons for them leaving the show? Because
that's good.
Like, why would you leave a phenomenon like that? Like, why would you?
Allow me to answer your question with a question.
Okay.
SpongeBob the movie.
Right.
In the beginning of that movie, Mr. Krabs is opening up the Krusty Krab 2 right next to the original Krusty Krab. And the reporter says, "Mr. Krabs, why did you open up the Krusty Krab 2? And he says,
"Money."
And they say, "Why did you put the Krusty Krab 2 right next to the original Krusty Krab?" And he says,
"Money."
There you have it. And that's exactly why they left the show. So Amy Jo Johnson was moving on when they replaced her. She had some other offers and ended up, I think it was a couple years later, doing Felicity.
Was she contractually obligated to 5 Lifetime movies at the time?
With Dean Cain as her wife who beat or murdered her?
Oh, that's Superman.
He's super abusive.
So what was your thoughts of when Lord Zedd and Rita Repulsa had to leave and the Machine Empire took over with King Mondo and Queen Machina and the Power Rangers Zeo?
They found a Winnebago on the moon, so I mean, you got to respect that.
I always thought those villain costumes were really cool looking.
Which ones?
The Machine Empire.
Yeah, they had like spinny bits and all.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like the prince, the little kid. Like he was obnoxious.
Yeah, I'm Prince.
Oh yeah. And they repeated
that for 20 years.
They repeated that scene of all the machines walking several times. The same thing.
Yeah.
Episodes.
So speaking of Power Rangers, was there anybody else who like totally was hoping that they would find like a Kimberly and Tommy type love of their life? Did that pollute anyone else's brain?
Oh, real life?
As a child? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the episode of Zio where she sends him the breakup letter?
No.
I need to find out what episode that was, because he's like, okay, so it's not a big secret. I hate Tommy. Like, I love the Green Ranger, but I hate Tommy. I didn't hate Dr. Oliver so much as I hated Tommy. And it was just because it became a Tommy show. Yeah. So there's a scene, and it's in Zio. I'm pretty sure it's in Zio. It may be an early Turbo, but Tommy's in the juice bar and gym working out. And they're like, hey, Kimberly's off training for the Pan Olympic Games. She sent you a letter. And he's like, cool, I'm gonna get my swell on and finish my set. Won't you guys read that letter to me? And so they start reading the letter, and Billy's like, hey, Tommy, you sure you don't want to read this in private? And he's like, nah, bro, I'm getting swell. And so it's like she just reads, it's like they read this breakup letter to him right in front of everybody while he's lifting weights. It's for, like, I'll always think of you like a brother.
Aw, dude.
Isn't it kind of the same way Saved by the Bell ruined us for school?
Oh, yes. My God. Yeah. Didn't it, though?
Like Computer Club. Billy's Computer Club was so cool.
Like, you talk about, the Kimberly to, maybe hoping to find the Kimberly to your Tommy, but I always wanted, you know, Trini and Billy to, you know, start something. They kind of like, it was kind of, it's like the Mulder and Scully sexual attention of our generation, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, are you going to edit out sexual? Cause I want to say it a couple times so I get a couple different animal noises.
If you want me to.
Please do.
I will.
Take attention.
So, I know we're running short on James for you, but
gosh.
What's I want to say here?
You were
what?
You said you were.
You don't get bird. You don't get animal noises, James.
Yeah, you just get beeps. You stupid. Like six animal noises. I'm so excited.
So, yeah. Hey, here we go. Power Rangers. Any of the toys that came out. I own the Megazords. Did you own the Megazords when you were a kid as well? Remember the McDonald's Happy Meals too? Those are big deals.
Those are really cool. They were nice. McDonald's toys.
Mm-hmm.
Those came out with the release of the film, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have any? Did they have any just regular Mighty Morphin McDonald's toys?
I don't remember.
I don't remember them either. I do remember Dino Thunder had some.
Mm, yeah. Going to the toys, I had just for Mighty Morphin season one. I had the Billy Jason Finster. I had the Karate Chop action Kimberly and Zach, which were obnoxious. I had all the head, I had the Megazord, but it was the weird, like, shorter version of it where just the legs came off and it was nowhere near as cool as the real one.
Is that the one that his fist came off too?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was to scale with the 8-inch figures.
Yeah, that thing was cool.
I hated it.
I may have had a few.
Yeah.
All right. So before we wrap this up due to time, what is some of your favorite moments, Steven, from season 1, 2, and 3 in the 90s?
Oh man. Honestly, basically anything that involved the Megazords. That was what totally got me. So I was all about that. I don't know. I don't really have anything where I was like, you know, that's the moment I was a fan or anything that I specifically remember, except for Tommy reading the breakup letter and a few other things like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I, fact, I remember joking about, and maybe this is one of those things I should have paid attention to when I watched the show again. I remember joking about how, like, after Zach and Trini and Jason left, how they used footage to make up the episodes. Game Boy camera. Do you remember, did it really happen, or did we all just joke about them using footage of Zach with different haircuts in the same episode? Because, you know, Zach had the short hair, and then he had, like, the little dreads.
I don't remember. There's no telling.
I can't remember that either.
Well, in my head, it happened. So. That was on the Game Shark? Or
no, that was the Nintendo E-Reader.
Oh, my gosh.
I think my favorite episode of Power Rangers, and it's just because I'm silly, was the episode where Rita sends down a fish monster, and it's pretty much Billy conquering his fear of fish, because he's like sticking his hand, it goes like a flashback of him as like a kid, and he's sticking his hand in like a pond, and he pulls his hand out, and there's a fish like stuck to his finger. And he's just like screaming about it, and like there's like no way they could have filmed that to make that remotely serious and make you feel bad for him. I remember thinking to myself, God, my favorite Power Ranger is a complete moron. please hook up a creamy.
What about you, Brian?
Well, mine has to be the explosion of the command center.
Yeah.
I even called one of my friends at school. I was so shocked by that. I thought, how does it go on from here? But it did, and it still goes on.
Maybe shouldn't, but it does.
Has there ever been thought of canceling it?
Oh, it's been canceled a couple times.
Oh, it has.
Okay. Yeah, so like that was, I want to say, I may be wrong here. Again, this is old, but I want to say it got canceled at the end of, RPM. And they were like, yeah, we'll try for Mighty Morphin and try to sell some toys. And I want to say that got canceled because I don't think they finished that first season that they were going to run back through. But then definitely there it got canceled. And that was when Disney was just done with it. But then Fox was going to cancel it. Fox was looking at canceling it beforehand. I think when, like Wild Force, they actually sold to Disney. Saban produced Wild Force, but they sold to Disney before it aired. So I think it was supposed to, they were thinking about giving it the axe then. Hmm. But then they also had plans for Ninja Storm, because I think it was like the 10th anniversary. They had plans for Ninja Storm to be a big series with Tommy coming back and a bunch of the other ones. It was going to be Power Rangers Hexagon. So
Have they ever thought about doing a reunion on any of the older, like the first season or anything like that, bringing anybody back?
They had Bulk and Skull. Well, they had Bulk the entire seasons, I guess I should say, of Samurai. And then on the last episode, Skull showed up. Bulk was with a little kid. Well, no, I don't remember if he was on the show. I know he is in real life.
Or as an actor. He showed up in a limousine, didn't he?
Yeah, he showed up in a limousine. His son, who was basically just somebody playing him. It turns out it was his son the whole time. So he shows up, and him and Bulk are still stupid.
Yeah, they had that interesting music background every time they came out.
Oh, yeah.
My ringtone on Steven's phone.
Yep, it used to, you and Saunders, that was my ringtone for you.
How do they explain some of these guys still existing in later series, or is it just...
They don't try.
Okay, I was thinking, like, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers that is out now, is it set like 20, 30, 40 years from the first season, or is it just...
The movie or the TV series?
The TV series. Compare the TV series so now, is it same Earth?
The same Earth. They always acknowledge Power Rangers existing, but they don't really get into detail or, you know, sometimes they'll be like, oh wow, the Power Rangers were real or whatever. But no, they don't ever reference specific events unless there's a, like Dino Thunder when Tommy was in it again. They had, in Overdrive, they had a crossover episode. They brought a few people back. I think that's the last one, other than Bulk and Skull being in Samurai. The movie, which was totally unrelated. Did you guys see it? The one last year?
I didn't.
You didn't see it?
I didn't know there were. Oh, the movie. Okay. Yeah. I saw the movie. Yeah.
Okay. What'd you think of it, James?
I liked it up until the point where they actually became Power Rangers. I thought that I thought all the interesting bits of them trying to all the character development was gone, and it just got kind of silly from that point.
Yeah, I gave it a shot, even though I hated the Iron Man costumes and the Transformers looking Zords. Mm-hmm. And I still don't understand the Mastodon with like eight legs, but I loved it. I loved that movie. It was really well done. But you're right, it did toward the end. It kind of wrapped up quickly.
Yeah, it just became this really
uninteresting. Like an episode of the show.
Well,
it was a remake of the original, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they at the end they teased Tommy coming back, and I would like to see a sequel to it. I really liked the characters. Billy stole the show.
He sure did.
Billy was the reason to watch it. Brandon, it's worth your time. I think it's on Amazon and Netflix maybe too now.
Okay.
Yeah, you should totally catch it, Brandon.
I will.
It's not bad.
It's I've actually been wanting to watch it again. I haven't seen it since it came out on DVD. I bought it and didn't watch it, which is my normal move.
Yeah, Steven's right. The Megazord designs are questionable. I don't think that's even up for debate. And even Goldar is very questionable, and even Reed Repulse is questionable. But they make sense of that.
Yeah, it's Elizabeth Banks, so
and it's anti-questionable. So there's nothing wrong with that.
One last thing: the fan fiction movie that came out that made like a mature Power Rangers. What was that all about?
It was awesome.
I didn't love it. I did like that they made Rocky like the root of all evil.
Yeah,
but it was I don't know. It was interesting, but like I wouldn't want to watch that movie.
No,
you know what I mean.
It served its purpose as a fan film.
Did Saban or Disney sue him or take it down or something?
Yeah, I think Saban. It was Saban then. Okay. I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty sure they took it down, but it's the internet. You can find anything except for, you know, references for a research paper.
Right. Well, I just want to thank you again, Steven, for joining us with this Mighty Morphin Power Ranger podcast. You can come back anytime.
Well, thanks for having me.
In the future.
Anytime you want to listen to me run my mouth,
All right.
Happy to join in.
All right, guys, so thank you for listening to the 90s Today podcast, where we talked about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers with special guest Steven. You can catch the 90s Today on the 90sToday.com, and you can go back to past episodes where we talk about TGIF, lots of different Nickelodeon shows, 90s discontinued foods, things like that. You can catch this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, TuneIn Radio, and a lot of other places as well. You can get me on social media at the 90s Today on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. James, where can they find you at?
At Real James Wooten.
Steven, you got any social media or anything you want to plug?
Not as long as I'm a teacher.
All right.
Okay. I want to swear again, so you give me a different animal noise.
Go ahead.
Oh, wait a second. Farts. I don't want to get my social media out, but here's a swear word for you to freak out.
I'm moving. Teacher, who cares?
So hey, James, you wanna give us the ending words here?
Ay 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 ay.
You should swear.
James don't get animal noise.
I'm just hoping you'll censor over where I said animals with it every time I say it.
Never know.
I gotta go, guys.
And until next time.
Hey, James, wake up. The show's over.
Oh, yeah, kick it.
The 90s Today was not recorded in front of a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Orlando.